I was saying to the young man yesterday, when I was on the evangelist Hartsfield, when he did not preach in a way that caused the knife, the sword to cut, he didn't preach to me. I said, man, that's nice, but that ain't what I came to hear. Every time I went to the tabernacle, even in my ignorance, I went for the sword of Yah to pierce my mind and to cut and to strip me, to make me naked. I want to see me every time. We'll preach like that, the words of conviction. The evidence in my life that were diametrically opposed to Yah will be revealed. If I would rise up from there, before I would clean my pockets out then. This is greater than what money can do. And when he didn't preach like that, I would have the sense of despondence. I like that, but I like that what you preached last week better. Because that cut me. That exposed my mind, my purpose. That's the only way I liked it. I didn't like smooth things. I like things that were direct and straightforward. That's the way Yah is. And he's not going to alter anything for us at all. So the hypocrite, they die in their youth. And their life is among the unclean. So they are juvenile even when they are 55 or 60. And they die with an immature mind. They die in their youthfulness. They don't even understand the great truths of tremendous nuggets of treasures of Yah. And the value and this precious stone, Yeshua, he is not even real to them. That he has died for our sins. He was bruised for our torahlessness, ways our iniquity. And you harbored and hold fast to iniquity. Hallelujah. You see there, you, that he's shown you some measure of favor today to show you your wickedness. I want to cry when Yah binds me. Hallelujah. You parents, when you bind the child, they cry the harder, don't they? You take old Megan, you're going to wrap your legs around her legs and spank that backside. She get the squirmishing and she act like a wild thing, doesn't she? They will twist, they will flung themselves. See, that's what Yah wants us to do. When he binds us, she say, oh my, what a wretched thing I am. That's how he wants us to twirl and to spin, to dance. See, we don't do that. We harden ourselves. When he show us our hypocrisy, we get harder. We have this disdain attitude for him. Now, he wants us to twist and to turn. But he's stronger than us, isn't he? Why can't we be like little children? He did me wrong. All right, bless you, my brother. He is my brother. Hallelujah. We bear the infirmities. If someone is weak, you bear the infirmities. If you're that strong, why you can't bear the infirmities? You're weak. That's why you can't do it. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the truth. You can't bear the infirmities because you're so weak. You're more shallow than them. Oh, this is the truth, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. The tifarah of Yah, his beauty, his tifarah, there's the ornaments of his beauty is nothing like it. Hallelujah. Look what Solomon says in Mishri, Proverbs. I want to accentuate this beauty of Yah. And time is getting ahead. It says in Mishri 28:12, we're talking about the tifarah of Yah, tifarah, his beauty. It says, when the tzaddik man do rejoice, when the righteous, that's why Yah tells us to rejoice. There is a great what? Great what? There's a great beauty. There's a great tifarah. But when the wicked rise, the tifarah or the rejoicing, it diminish. And that is what that word declares, that when the righteous, when the tzaddik man rejoices, there's a great tifarah. Brother Yosef, get up there for me, my brother. Come on. Oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Shubaka, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Shubaka, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Shubaka, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Yahweh Shabbat Yahweh. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Dance to Yahweh Israel. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Oh, let us dance to Yah. Dance to Yahweh Israel. Oh, hallelujah way. Oh, hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Shabbat way. Oh, hallelujah way. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we Shabbat Yahweh. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Sing to Yahweh Israel. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Oh, let us sing to Yah. Sing to Yahweh Israel. Now, the reason I did that. Well, there's a purpose. I'm not here to play a clown's role. You understand? There have been those that dance in the Ruach of Yah. When the Sadiq man rejoices or his tefirath, there's a beauty. There's a beauty to him. And when the wicked sees that, they get upset. Whilst he's dancing, I wish he would shut her mouth while she's singing. Come on, you people of Yah. Your wickedness despises that. I just want to be quiet. I don't want to hear nothing. Then when you leave, you go to your secret closet. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on here. The word of Yah answers everything about us. The word of Yah says, show you you. Hallelujah. And so when the Sadiq man rejoiced, there is a great Tifarah. There's a great Tifarah. There's a great Tifarah. There's a great Tifarah. There's a great beauty. Not just a beauty, but it's great. It is the Gadol. A Gadol. It is a great beauty. But when the wicked rise, the rejoicing diminish. See, there were you that were just kind of slow because your wickedness, you really wanted it to stop. You understand? That's right, Mama. You see, if I have not experienced this, I cannot speak to the effect. I wish it would be quiet. Sometimes Sister Robin singing, I say, oh, sister, it's my wickedness that doesn't want to hear that. You bunch of hypocrites. You false hypocrites. Don't tell me I stand along in that. Hallelujah. You and your sinful ways, you hear the preaching, you want to turn it down. Hallelujah. Don't want to listen to it. Hallelujah. Your sins shall find you out. They're going to find you out. And so when the wicked man, there's no tifarah, there's no beauty. When the wicked man rise, he puts a diminishing light on everything. But when the Sadiq man began to rise and sing, he causes the love to rise up. He brings the ornament of Yah. It's a beautiful thing to feel wrath, to praise Yah. And the wicked don't like praising Yah. You that are wicked, full of hypocrisy, you don't like praising Yah. There's nothing in you that want to praise Yah because your wickedness, you're full of unclean things. Come on, I don't care if you're sick. There are folks, men on the dying beds. I've watched it around here. You all have. And they have praised Yah. They're you that are not even dead. You're beyond death. Well, I'm hurting. Sister Horn gets back there and she dances and she hurts and she dances and she shouts and she praises Yah. Well, you don't know what she did. I know that her sins are under the blood of Yahshua. That's sufficient. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. Undoubtedly, she got more assurance in that than you because you're not even sure of your condition. You're dead and a dead thing cannot move. Only that which is alive move. Hallelujah. They just had the NCAA basketball tournament And you better guarantee that those that went for their team, those team then Charlotte Davis and a small school, 1,500 people, they went, they got to the final eight. Just 1,500. Come on, brothers and sisters. Schools like Michigan State, they got 60,000. Ohio State, 100,000 students. They got millions of dollars. They got millions. They got escrows with billions of dollars in them. And yet the little guy we eat destroyed the Giants, the most powerful school. Well, of course, that had everybody in Davis and euphoric. Even whereby the president said, anyone that wants to go to the game in Detroit, we're paying for everything. Hotels. When that happened, you had the boosters come out. You had those that's a powerful little school there. And so the graduates of Davidson, they're not making $15 an hour. They're making $15,000 an hour, many of them. They're corporate execs and corporate CEOs. They're world leaders. Sure they are. And so when that happened, it rejuvenated even something in those that were not even basketball fans. We would have sent in $1 million or $500,000 to Davidson. And that excited them. It caused that Davidson spirit to arise. And so we hear the word of Yah, it causes the life of Yahshua to rise up in us. You hearing things that are full of hypocrisy because it's feeding that dead, wicked spirit in you. And that's why you like to congregate with the hypocrites, because you feed on hypocrisy. You don't want to hear nothing that's right. When you hear what's right, you get offended and you get upset. And that hypocrisy rises in you with your anger. And you just heap it up. Heap it up. Heap it up. Just keep heaping it. Hallelujah. Until it's a pile of worthless, massive trash. And that's what it is. So you Sadiq ones, rejoice. It's a beauty to Yah. It's a beauty to Yah. It's a Tifarah. You see, Tifarah. Tifarah. It's almost like Tiffany, isn't it? Tifarah. Tiffany. Tifarah. Tifarah. It's a beauty. It's an ornament of Yah's beauty. It's an ornament. It's a lively ornament of the beauty of Almighty Yah, His Tifarah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is something about those that are full of hypocrisy, the Hanif. They do, and you don't realize what you do. I want to show you in Mishlei 11:9, Proverbs 11:9. When you get that, say, Amen. You all are quite slow. That's one of the easiest books to find that in Psalms. Mishlei, Proverbs 11, verse 9. It says this. I want you all to read that with me, all right? If you have that, say, Amen. It says, come on, a hypocrite with his, hold up, with what? With his mouth, does what? Who? Well, Yah tells us to hate our neighbors. Yah tells us to destroy our neighbors. You understand what a hypocrite does? When one comes to you with the mouth of hypocrisy, they destroy their neighbors. See, it's a false base of Torah lessness. The Torah teaches us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Is that not right, Mother? That's what it teaches us. That's what it teaches us. And a damn hypocrite destroys the neighbor with their wicked mouth. That's why you talk hypocrites. It's one thing the word of Yah will find us out, will it not? Hallelujah. You think you're getting by, brothers and sisters, as I search scriptures on Thursday, the Ketu, I couldn't find anything. And I searched it on yesterday. I searched Ketu, scriptures. Nothing to be found. And then a little latter part, Yah, just the words of his beautiful ornaments rose in my inward parts. What is the beauty of Yah? Hallelujah. And what defies that beauty? And so in prayer last night, I didn't realize, believe me, of course when you're up here on this hard stuff, after about 30 minutes, you feel it on your knees. Well, I didn't feel it until about 9 minutes, and then 9 minutes until my time was up. And then Deacon Horn came in. Well, of course, my mind, it was saturated. Well, what is this beauty that this beauty of Yah, the ornament of Yah? This is what we need, brothers and sisters. It is the light of Yahshua. So a hypocrite destroys. That's what a hypocrite does. A hypocrite, a honef, destroys with his mouth. He destroys his neighbor. And the command of Yah tells us to love our neighbor. Hallelujah. You got quiet, didn't you? And that's why the enemy calls you to talk with your mouth against your neighbor. You're hypocrites. That's why it doesn't make you feel ashamed. Well, she did this. Well, what? She did that. Was it a sin unto death? You are a fed out fool, woman. Man, my brother did not sin unto death. Well, you don't know Deacon Horny. Was it a sin unto death? Hallelujah. How many times you did it? Well, he did it one time. Come on, my brother. Well, she did that. She said this. Well, she lied on you. Let it be. You've never lied on anyone, have you? You hypocrites. You're full of lies and hypocrisy. That's why Yah is going to destroy the hypocrite. He's going to destroy hypocrites. There's nothing more vile. It's a prostitute. It is more vile than the spirit of a male prostitute. What is more unclean than that? There's nothing more vile. Not even a woman prostitute. That is almost a natural proclivity of a woman. But a man to prostitute himself with another man. There's nothing more foul. And that is the spirit of a hypocrite. And you don't realize you operate in that because you're so full of stench and dead man bones and all uncleanness. You don't realize you operate in that way. And you justify yourself in the congregation of hypocrites because they're hypocrites. So they strengthen you in your hypocrisy. And you don't realize y'all going to destroy you. That's what this nation is. That's what we call this assembly. Is that what the whore we call the church? That's all it is. Bunch of hypocrites. Look, it's not because they drink and smoke and do this on Saturday. It's because they don't keep the Torah. It's because they deny the name of Yah. That's why they're hypocrites. And a true man of Yah, he will teach us the indelible things of Yah from Bereshit to Gilyana. You see, I'm using a little here and there, am I not? A little Metiti Yah. A little Dibarem. A little Mishli. We'll use a little other, a little Sharaka. A little wisdom. Oh, I'm going to finish this today, all right? I may not complete the course, but I will finish enough that you will identify your place where you are. And if you cannot identify that, then you are a fool. So that's what the mouth of a hypocrite does. So Sister Roberts comes to you, sister, to destroy a sister. That's the mouth of a damnable, wicked, Jezebel hypocrite. I'm bold enough to say that about my wife and my woman. She's less than a wicked Jezebel of a hypocrite. Hallelujah. Come on, give me some hallelujah. Come on, some amen. We are such cowardly people. We cover sin instead of exposing sin. Hallelujah. When you love a brother or sister, you reveal the sin. I don't want your love, all right? Don't love me, please. Please don't do that. Just love yourself the way you love you, all right? Because the way you love you, you will not reveal your own sin. You can't love me much. I want to live. Do you all hear me? I don't think y'all understand me when I say that. I want to live. I mean that. I want to live. I want to live. The hypocrite with his mouth, with her mouth, they destroy his neighbor. And Yah says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But through da'at, through knowledge, the Sujit, the just, shall be delivered. Halets. They shall be delivered. They will be equipped. See, the just, the Sujit, they're equipped to deal with the hypocrites. They know the mouth of the hypocrites. They know the way. Hallelujah. Dodeyah for the halets of Yah, for his knowledge, his way of escape. Because a hypocrite will always destroy one, his neighbor, with their mouth. They will destroy one another to each other. That's not Yah. He tells us to esteem others more highly than ourselves. If my brother is doing something that is less than appropriate, then you esteem him. You bless the brother. You show him his sins. You bless him. Hallelujah. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Yahweh has elevated us to be called sons of Yahweh. Has He not? Have you sinned? Have you sinned? He still elevates you to be called sons, right? Have you sinned? You still sinned. And He still restores you, doesn't He? And then you sinned. And He still restores you. You tell me you don't find that in your damnable heart of hypocrisy. A hypocrite can never find that. You will destroy your neighbor instead of saying, and bless them that despisefully use you. That's what the word of Yah says. If they've done that to you, rejoice. And the purity of Yah's rejoicing, you will see it emanating from one. I like being happy. Hallelujah. I like being happy. I like quiet moments too. And she said, Robert had Shiro yesterday. She's beating, Papi, Papi. Be bothered with you. I got my heels up. I'm sitting back. And I want to get me a twinkle. I don't need but 5 minutes. I'm not messing with you at all. That's not even bothering me. I don't even close my door. Hallelujah. Come on, people of Yah. No, I didn't want to be bothered with it. I wanted to just let my mind just rest. Hallelujah. We got a battle that is ahead of us that is so great. That little leaven that you have in you, that those are the things you hold. I don't want to be that way. I don't want to judge my brothers. I'm not going to judge Elder Bynum on the character of Pastor Brown or any other man. I judge him on the integrity of his words and his character that he displayed. I'm not going to judge a brother because this one did that. See, they all alike. That's a lie from hell. I'm not going to say all sisters are like you. Because they're not all that way. Hallelujah. The hypocrite with their mouth. When you find one with their mouth destroying their neighbor, you're dealing with a hypocrite. That's what it is. That's what it is. You're dealing with a hypocrite. And that is the truth. To destroy their neighbor. But Yah, He equips the just. The Sadiq with da'at, with knowledge. I know how to deal with the hypocrite. I know how to deal with false ones. Those that are weak. Those that think they are strong. I know how to deal with them. Believe me, I do. Man wrote me a letter yesterday and I said, he really doesn't listen to me. And I said to him, thank you for the information. Thank you. Like I didn't even know what he wrote me to tell me. Knew before he did. Hallelujah. It's amazing because he's there listening to me and the preaching, and he tells me how it just, man, enriches, enables him, blesses him. Pastor Robert, don't be offended with a little constructive criticism. I write him back and say, Toda, thank you, my brother. Thank you for the information. We get offended, don't we? See, that's what criticism, that's what Yah does. He criticizes us. He reduces us to let us know that it is not of our power, our might, or our strength. But it's by the works of Calvary on that stake that Yahshua died for us. And in knowing that, it ought to make your heart fat. I don't care what your dilemma is. It ought to cause the life of Yahshua, of Yah, to rise in us. Something is wrong. The hypocrisy is destroying us because we're not genuine with Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to read this from Shirach, from the Apocrypha. It says, if you desire wisdom, Shirach 1:26, if you desire wisdom, how many of y'all desire wisdom? Well, he says, keep the mitzvah, keep the commands, and Yahweh will supply it for you. That's how you get wisdom. Hallelujah. Yahweh will supply the wisdom to us if we keep the mitzvah. For the fear of Yah is wisdom. And the mushah, the instructions. And we hate instructions, don't we? We hate for someone to correct us. He said, but instructions. And he delights, Yahweh delights in fidelity and meekness. Now that's a beautiful thing. You understand what fidelity is? It is a softness. It is a beauty that the touch. It is sensual. And it creates this spiritual arousing. Come on, man, you have to have fertility. Come on, woman, no man wants a wife that she doesn't possess fidelity in her touch. She doesn't have the ability to touch and to... Come on here! No woman wants a man like that. She wants someone that has fidelity. And because of the coldness of your hypocrisy and your sin, you don't know how to have fidelity. You don't know how to. Come on, man. You don't understand what fidelity is. You don't understand what it is, woman. You're cold. You're cold, man. You don't know how to operate in that. It's just something that is fleshly. The Ahava of Yah is greater than flesh. A marriage is not built upon flesh. A marriage is not built upon flesh. Dogs, you know, bulls in the fields, cows and bulls and dogs and goats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's the husband or woman, then something you're not doing, then you must have more fidelity. If it's anything, if you got fidelity, he will get shamefaced it. I've been married 31 years, all right? And man, if you got fidelity, she got to have some shamefacedness. Because we've been reared in this cold nature, we don't know how to have fidelity. I will, my brother. Yah loves fidelity, and he loves meekness. No fighting. Don't fight your husband. Don't fight your wife. Don't fight your brother. Don't fight your sister. Don't do that. I was saying to Elder Martin as we were talking, he was explaining the situation on his job to me. I said, you know what, Elder Martin? I said, we are not to defend nothing. Except for one thing, that's to defend the message. When we try to defend ourselves, then we're removing Yah. He is our defense. Even when Shatan came to Yah, when the sons of Yah presented themselves to Yah, he said, I know you got a fence around Eo, but he said, you got that right. He is our defense. He is our fence, Sina Yahshua. I'm not going to defend one of you all. Yah defends you. Hallelujah. My defense is not worth anything. It's a defense of Yah. I'm making this plain, the Ruach of Yah. Hallelujah. Making it plain for a generation of people that's full of hypocrisy. We need the Tiferah. That's one of the ornaments of the beauty of Yah. There are many. Hallelujah. There are many. It says, do not disobey the fear of Yah. Brothers and sisters, when you sense the fear of Yah, don't disobey what Yah instructs you in. When he instructs you, obey that. Do not disobey Yah's fear. Even that's in the pocket, but that's sound. And do not approach him with a divided mind. Double mind. Duplicity. Mundosity. Don't approach Yah that way because he knows you are unstable. He wants you to be singleness of mind. Be not a hypocrite in men's sight. Don't do that which is pleasing to the eyes of men, and you know you're not right with your brother or your sister. Don't be a hypocrite in the sight of men. Don't be a honif in the sight of men. And he says that this is so profound because it says, and keep watch over your lips. See, a hypocrite does not keep watch over their lips. Do you all hear me? For the hypocrite destroys with his mouth his neighbor, right? Shirach, the same wisdom that Solomon speaks with, he says, don't be a hypocrite in the sight of man and keep watch over your lips. Keep watch over what you say. Just don't utter anything out of your mouth. That's what a hypocrite does. She did, they, he did. No, my friend, it's you. Because everything in the Lord always falls on me. Has nothing to do with you, my young sister. It falls on me. And what's with you has nothing to do with me. It falls on you. The Lord always falls on you. I'm glad that he has cast a lot my way. They cast lots for the garments of Yahshua, didn't they? And he has cast a lot for me, and I'm glad of that. And the thing about it, I win every time. Oh, I win every time. I'm not a loser. I'm not the tail, but I'm the head. I win every time, every time. Well, you scarred, but I won. Hallelujah. I don't like losing. Well, Pastor Roberts, you said, yeah, I play basketball and we lose, but I'm never out of the game. If they have us 24 to 18, I see the angle. I can see how we can win. Brother Dale, I know he's good for 3 points. Deacon Benny, get one. Get me the ball down low. We won't miss. And even though they miss, we still got it. It's not over with until the fat man sings. And then it's over with. Even if we're down like that, I still pray to win. And I'm in this field here to harvest the crop. Hallelujah. I want to eat the crop of the field. Hallelujah. So you keep watch over your lip. When a man is just, he will keep watch over his lips. And he tells us this. Do not exalt yourself, lest you fall. And that's what we do. Hypocrites always exalting themselves. Whether sister, the brother, you exalt yourself. That's why you're always falling. That's why you're falling in your shallow emotions. He said, do not exalt yourself, lest you fall. And thus you bring dishonor upon yourself. And that is what a hypocrite does. You always bring dishonor upon yourself. You bring dishonor upon your wife, your children, your husband. That's what a hypocrite does. You will always bring dishonor upon yourself. It's one thing that the Sadiqah does. They bring honor upon Yah. And they bring honor upon the works of Yah. We were out pouring that concrete. And this one of these fools that came, it's amazing the array of people that deliver the concrete. The first one, I had to reprove him the first time. And he had a very meek spirit when he came back. He was gentle. Sure he was. The second one, he said, Yahweh, huh? Many people don't know that that's his name. It is not Lord God, it's not Jesus. But his name is Yahweh. Wood came with holes in his tongue, in his ears, in his eyes. And Brother Pat said, I knew he was going to ask you something like that. When he asked me the question, I tried to tear out his rear end. You understand? I dealt with him. And I got right in his face. Hallelujah. Because it was a question of folly and stupidity. And that altered his whole attitude from, we didn't have to worry about him. Hallelujah. Correct that folly. Because if I allowed him to bring that spirit of folly there, it would have created the wrong spirit in our labor. Then I would have said, you brothers finish that. No, we needed every hand. So do not exalt yourself. I'm nothing. I don't want to be great. I'm not a prophet. I'm a man of Yah. I'm not a Shulishim. I just have the word of Yah in my bosom. That's what I am. Do not exalt yourself, lest you fall. And you bring dishonor upon yourself. And in doing that, Yahweh, he says, Yahweh will reveal your secrets and cast you down in the middle of the congregation. I'm glad that you that sit here with your secrets, cast them down, Yah. He's going to reveal your damned of hypocrisy. He will reveal your secrets and cast you down in the midst of the gathering of Israel. I'm glad. Cast them down, Yah. Reveal their lies and the hypocrisy. Because you did not come to the fear of Yahweh and your heart was full of deceit. See, your heart is full of lies. Your heart is full of deceit. Oh, I love you, sister. Oh, full of lies. When I greet you, my sisters, what I say, I mean what I says. I mean it. Now, you, I don't say anything to you because I'm not going to say something false. Because I know you need to get your heart right and your mind right. And then when Yah speaks to you up here, when he binds you, you don't even cry. You raise up even more adamant in your wickedness. Come on, brothers. So generation has no honor for the men of Yah. You're fool. You're fool, woman. You're fool, man. You have no honor. The elder that rules well, he is worthy of Deborah. Well, I have the responsibility to him, but yet on jobs. Their responsibilities to vile, evil men. And they fear them, don't they? But the order of Yah, they don't have the fear of Yah because they're hypocrites. A hypocrite. Yeah, that's all right. You don't have to accept it. It's the truth. But they have no honor for the man of Yah. Hallelujah. I don't fear no man. Well, the scripture says that Yah caused the same fear that they feared for him on Moshe, and also on Yehoshua. That's what the book says. You don't know what's in the book Because you like comic books. You like library books instead of the book of life. I love the book. I love life. And life is a beautiful thing. I like living. I like feeling well. I like the strength of Yah in my bosom. I love living. I'm not going to tell you a lie. You say, I don't love living. I love living. I do. Well, things are dismal. I still love living. Still love it. You're broke. I don't have a dime to my name. But I love living. I love living. Hallelujah. I love life. I love to live. I love living. Hallelujah. Yahweh says that his soul takes pleasure in three things. Hear this now. This is in Sirach 25. Listen. His soul takes pleasure in three things. And they are Tiferah. They're beautiful in the sight of Yah. I want to show you the three things that are beautiful in the sight of Yah. And what do they take place in? He said, not only, listen now, if they're beautiful in Yah's sight, he said they're beautiful in the sight of men. He says this, first of all, agreements with brothers. That's beautiful, isn't it? Hallelujah. There's nothing more beautiful than sisters when they agree. Because you have that finicky kind of a spirit anyway. But agreement with the house of Israel, agreement with brothers. Now, a hypocrite destroys his neighbor with his mouth, right? And he says in Sirach, friendship between neighbors. That's a beautiful thing with Yah. That's a beautiful thing. Now, hypocrite, there is no friendship with their neighbors. We've got to work this, whether you appreciate it or not. Friendship with your neighbor. Friendship. Not only that now. Listen now. At a wife, at a husband, not just a wife, not just a husband, but a wife and a husband that lives in harmony, that lives in shalom. Quit raising hell, wife. Your wickedness. Quit talking to your man. There's nothing more vile than a woman talking to her man in a disregarding fashion. I don't care if he's a drunkard. I've seen women, their husband were drunkard, and they still did not disregard them. You little damn puny weak mind. That's what men today, they're disillusioned. That's what men and women today, 75% have no husbands. That's why I warn you daughters of Tisayan, you allow your husband to enjoy the breast of your youth. You intrigue him. Don't be some stony woman of infidelity. And man, you allow her to reciprocate that. With fidelity, tenderness and kindness, not with this muted, damnable mind that you have. I'm not a coward. That I'm not. Do you get intimidated? Well, sure I do. You get afraid? Well, yes. Hallelujah. I'm not going to lie to you on that. Well, sure I do. But I'm not a coward. I'm not going to turn away from this truth and run away from truth. Hallelujah. Now, this is from Sirach, but it's sound. And it's nothing. These things are beautiful in the sight of Yah. That's why the enemy is always trying to cause brothers and sisters not to dwell together in harmony. That's why sisters, the least of the small things, a little small infraction, you get twisted like hell. Brother, you allow your attitude to be on your shoulder. There's nothing more beautiful than that. You think it because you got on a pretty dress today, honey? You still don't look nice in it. We look like a mess. Hallelujah. The finest we think we are. I took a bath this morning. You all too. I put on deodorant. And of course, I sense the raunchiness of the old body already. Hallelujah. Nothing like the friendship of neighbors. Are we not neighbors? I love my neighbors. I got neighbors on there. Everywhere around there, I got neighbors. I can look at them. I got neighbors. Hallelujah. What you just do for certain? No, I do. I make sure that our neighbors are taken care of. And these brothers go out here in labor to make sure our neighbors are taken care of. And they must trust someone to do what is right. And you hypocrites, I say this without, believe me, not any of us will back me down on that. I do things justly and right when it comes to the financier And that's a fact. Can I tell you how much we have this week? I'm not talking about that what you all brought in. With what you brothers are offering. After everyone gets something. Brothers, make sure they get the thing they have. Can I tell you what we have? We have $1,000. Is that a lot of money for this place? That ain't a lot of money. But y'all does with that, man. Come on, brother. That's it. That's all that's left. And that's the truth. I kept. Can I tell you what I kept? Will you believe me? That was 1,180. So I took the 180 to make sure. What were you going to do with that? Well, Pastor Robert, we need 20 for here. We need gas for the car. Need to run out here 20 here. Well, I need to get that. She needs some paint on tomorrow. She's got to get those signs painted for me. So that's going to be $40. Come on, brothers and sisters. But that's it, brothers and sisters. We'll spend that when I go out on Monday. But I'm not dismayed because of that. That doesn't determine anything. Does everyone have a pair of shoes? Will we eat today? That's all that matters. How many of y'all got more than two pair of shoes? Let me see your hand. More than three pair? Four pair? Look at that. And then you see a brother or sister with a pair on you, so he got some new ones. You hypocrites. Come on, mama, that's all right. Clap them hands. You're still alive, that's right. Yes, he has brought you today to see life. Come on, mama. We're getting close on that road. You're getting close. I may go before you, but you're getting close to the final bell. Hallelujah. That's right. Give him all you got while you got it. Give him all you got. Back in my days, that was a song like that. Give me what you got till you got what you get. And then you give me it all. Give it all. Give it all to him. He doesn't want anything half-hearted. Hallelujah. Your days may be longer than mine, but they're not long days. That's a fact. Okay, how you look at it. So you give him all. That's all right. That's the truth. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so he loves the friendship of neighbors. I'm friend with all my neighbors around here. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And also the wife and husband that live together in harmony. Isn't that something that the enemy doesn't want us to live together in harmony, husband and wife? We're not the wife of Yahshua. Should not we be in harmony with him? Should we not obey all that he commands us? Come on. There's nothing more. I was thinking this morning, there's nothing more beautiful than the creation of the woman. Because she accentuates the beauty of Yah and what the house of Israel represents to him. And the enemy has taken the mind of women and destroyed them. I talked with a brother on yesterday, and the brother said to me, Pastor Roberts, my wife, she walked out from me with three children because she wanted to be free. Ma. And I hear stories like that. Just walked out. A sister from the United Kingdom contacted me, say, Pastor Roberts, I've been sick, going this way, and all of a sudden, we stumble upon your website, and my, what a blessing. I know that Yah is going to heal and refresh me. What a blessing of great wealth it has been. And when I send out emails, I got your website at the bottom, so when they see that, they can go there to my friends and everyone. My daughter and her husband are listening. All these years, Sister Hawkins down there, hear those folks from Jamaica contacting me. That's why I say to you, brothers, and I say to you, wives, you must get your minds right. Because they're brothers we can send down to Jamaica and preach down there to the house of Israel. But I'm not sending brothers whose wives are not disciplined. Her mind is not shaping right. You're not going. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. If I have to go, I'll go. That's why your wives, your discipline has to represent the discipline of Yah and everything. And the way we live, the way we eat, all of that. You go down there with people down there poor and starving. Come on, brothers and sisters. You all may get upset, but it's the truth. Come on. Go down there, they don't do things like we do. They don't eat like we eat. Hallelujah. And so you have to not only spiritually prepare, but mentally and physically too. But I'm blessed to hear from those from Jamaica because we can contact Sister Hawkins and let her know there are other of the remnant of the seed of Israel in Jamaica. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so every brother that minister unto Yah, they prepare themselves and not only themselves but their wives. Come on. Whether you're an elder, whether you're a minister or deacon, to do the works of Yah like that. Hallelujah. You think that people will not receive them because Pastor Robert sent them? It is not the desire that I desire to go there, because I really don't. But I know that Yah has blessed us here with gifts, that brothers can do that, but it must be representative of your home and the discipline of your home, your wife and your children. When they see that, they know the power of Yah. And you don't speak with rhetoric, just empty, damnable words. Hallelujah. You almost will shout and get glad. Hallelujah. 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 The strength of the man, his leadership must be represented in his wife. And that's the truth. That's the truth. His discipline must be conveyed in her. That's why the scripture said a deaconess wife, she must not be given to wine and drunkenness. She must know how to rule a house. She must be chaste. Come on, an elder, his wife this way. She must have the oracles of Yah to instruct her and to teach. Come on. She represents the power of his authority and the strength of his maturation in Yeshua. She doesn't have that. He hasn't worked in the house well. But a man doesn't rule his house well, he cannot rule the house of Yah. That's why you all may think I say things that to offend. If it offend you, let it offend you. But there's a certain character we must display in our physical look, because it represents our spiritual look. So when I say to us that we need to lose weight and things like this, there's nothing that should offend you about that. It's going to help you live a little longer. Get the poison out of you. You get fruity all you want to. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make you feel better. You have more energy. You're not burning calories, carrying a load around. You can use those calories to work. Hallelujah. Bend your back. You won't have so many ailments. It's just the truth, brothers and sisters. Come on, hallelujah. If I didn't love you, I would be afraid that I... Come on. I'll tell you that. Would that offend me? Would that let it offend you then? If it offends you enough, then you may do something about it. Hallelujah. That's what a drunkard does when he realizes he's a drunkard. That's just it. I'm just sick of being drunk. I'm just sick of being sick. Drunk heads, I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I'm just cause misery on everybody. My mama, on everybody, everything. I'm sick of it. I'm going to stop. That's it. That's what you got to do. Until you get that kind of attitude, you will never do anything. Hallelujah. You got to get sick of you. You sick of everyone else because they confront your own sickness. You got to get sick of you. Once you get sick of you, there's an evolution. Hallelujah. So I want to send brothers down to those places that are strong. It'll cost $1,500 to send a brother and his wife down there. $2,000, hotel and all. Come on. He's got to be ready to go down there and declare the power, the truth of Yah. Conditions may not be like here. You women that they can't sleep on a little, what you call a little thatch hut that they want to bring you in and share their wealth with you. Come on. Can't send you down there. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You got to be willing to go in there and sleep that they sleep. Hallelujah. You all can get offended all you want. You just scratch your head and say, help me. Yeah, what you need to do is have some teshuvah. Hallelujah. Repent. 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 You get that poison out of your minds. I ain't stopping nothing. Hallelujah. So the beauty of a husband and a wife is nothing more beautiful than that, than them living in harmony. And there's one more thing in Shurah 26:16. I like this. I want to listen, my brothers and sisters. Listen, daughters of Zion. You're the daughters of Zion. And there's a beauty about you that should represent the kingdom beauty. Now, this is so profound here in Shurah in 16:26. It says, like the sun rising. It's nothing more beautiful than the sun rising. It's nothing more beautiful. You get up, some of you all from laying in bed too early, and get up one day and just look at the sun rise. Get up around 5 and watch the sun rise from the east now. Like the sun rising in the heights of Yahweh. Listen to this. So is the beauty, Tiferah. So is the beauty of a tough, beautiful wife in her well-ordered home. There's nothing more beautiful, sisters, than a well-ordered wife. Not a hell-raiser. Not a hypocrite that heaps up anger. But there's nothing more beautiful than that. Nothing.
Not one that raised hell and always speaking villainy to the husband. Nothing. Not even a man. A man that's, what's more powerful than the legs of men? What's nothing? I don't care. There's nothing more powerful than the masculinity of the legs of men. There's nothing more powerful than the masculinity of the legs of men. Nothing. Not even the legs of a thoroughbred. There's nothing like the legs of a man when they're powerful and powerfully built. I don't care what a woman's legs look like. Nothing like it. But there's nothing more beautiful. Tifarah. Nothing that has the ornaments of the beauty of Yah than a wife whose home is well ordered. Children are ordered. It's cleaned. It's impeccably cleaned. The spirit is cleaned. Come on, my brothers and sisters. You all can raise, you can raise hell and don't like it, but it's still the truth. It is so nothing, my sisters. And so the enemy wants you to run your mouth and destroy your neighbors in hypocrisy. Come on, my brother. He wants us to turn away from each other with the smallest immature matters. If I can't forgive my brother, something is wrong with me. And I will correct my brothers. It is the way that my brothers walk that keep me correct. I see the beauty of a man, his maturity. Come on, I incorporate that in my life. I see the submissiveness of this brother. I want to be submissive to him like that. When I get out here and work with the brothers, I want to work harder than them. Why? Because they work. There are times I'm not working out there like them. When I get out there, I'm not a slouch. I get down with the best of them. I'm not a slouch. I want to labor harder than them. I want you to be excused. I'll do this. Hallelujah. I want to prefer my brother. Why? Because I'm not out there like him. They got work next week and they're going to roam. Hallelujah. And so I'd rather prefer him. And we work in Sabbath. I got that. Come on. What's wrong with that? Oh, it makes you feel wonderful. Sure it does. It gives me a great sense of my oneness with my brother and my connection. I'm not trying to slouch or slouch out to be a sloth and just say, put it on. Nah. Hallelujah. When I get out there and lay blocks with the brothers, hey, Brother Dolphus, we actually put him in the toughest spot in the middle. Deacon Horn, get it in, I get it in. That's, the middle is tough. I don't care what you say. I get one in, he get it in. And we lay blocks. And when we come to a certain point, I may say, all right, you brothers, you carry it out. Well, I know how much. You all work for another hour. You all leave that. I'm going. Oh, Pastor, we got this. No problem. But when I get out there and lay blocks with them, I'm trying to put as many in the wall as they are. Hallelujah. Because it's not just the labor, it's the fellowship. We cut wood over there. We're not talking. Them brothers, you come over there. You see what they're doing? Hey, them brothers, they really, it's a challenge to them. Come on, put it up there. And they, boom. I said, man, that one wearing you out. You can't split that. Because when they get one that's like that, they're going to make sure they split it. It's the fellowship. It is the brotherhood that's more valuable than cutting the wood. Hallelujah. You sister, unified the rock. The spirit is just one. No sense was it, man, I'm see what I can get out of it. Well, I'll be right back. Nah. Got to use the restroom. There's the woods down there. Come on. Nobody but us men, folks. I'll be right back. Nah, everybody, they roll. We roll over there. Sisters, you all can't do that. You all couldn't even bust a log over there. Take you 1 hour to split one little piece of wood. But Brother Dale, let's boom. Oh, Joshua, boom. Bam! Come on, man. 6'4". He just let that thing. Bow. Come on. You should just be out of breath. We didn't even have that. And that's the truth. How heavy are those sleds you bought, Brother Jane, for the brothers? Those, I'm thinking, what, 8, 10 pounds? That ain't nothing. I tell you what, keep just picking it up and boom, and boom, and boom. You just keep doing that for about 6 hours. You find out what you got. Hallelujah. So it's nothing more beautiful than that. I want to read this. I want you all to judge me. And I'm going to close it. There's much more to this. I said that I would finish today, right? I will finish this. But there's a process beyond this. And one day, God's will, in the near future, I will touch even a greater depth on this. But I want you to judge me by this. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah. Now get Isaiah. I want us all to turn there. Isaiah, Yeshaya chapter 9. I want you to assess me on this. And even with the Norby, he's talking here. He's talking about those that if they are not revealing the infinite truth of Yah to Israel, then they're not true. It says in Yeshaya chapter 9, verse 16, you judge the leaders, the rulers, the Tsar, by this. And if they do not have this equipment, then they're not the leaders of Yah. It says in Yeshaya chapter 9, verse 16, he said, for the leaders, for the Ashah, for the leaders, for the leaders. And that Ashah is to cause one to go straight, to walk, to go on, to advance, and to make progress. Now, if I've been a leader here, and if I've not caused us to walk the walk of Yeshua, caused us to walk straight, if we have not advanced, then I'm not a leader. We have advanced not only in what we call material things, but above all spiritual things. That's what a leader, that's what an Ashah does. He caused Israel to advance. He caused them to go straight. We walk straight in the Torah of Yah. We are not walking in the traditions of David Roberts. We are not walking in the tradition of man, but we are walking in the way of the living Torah of Yahweh, revealed in Yeshua. You understand? So the leader of the Ashah of the people caused them to go astray. Now where have I caused you to go astray? I've taught things in ignorance and I didn't know. But I've not led us astray. I've led us down the path that's straight and narrow. So the leader caused them to go astray. And they that are led of them are destroyed. Now that's what when a leader caused you to go astray. You're going to be destroyed. He says this. He says in verse 17. Therefore, Yahweh shall have no joy in their young men. Neither shall he have mercy upon the fatherless and the widow. Why? For everyone is a hypocrite. Hanif. A hypocrite and an evildoer. And every mouth speaks folly. Senseless talk. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So if I am a leader, and you recognize that, if I teach you to go astray, and the predominant power here is one of hypocrisy, I have not led you right. We that are the sons of Israel, we are led by the rock of Yah. And a leader will lead you according to the living power of the Torah. Have you been ignorant? Tell me how ignorant you are still. Tell me how illiterate we are in many facets.
It is the truth, my brother. And so that's the sure assessment of a leader. Whether he's led you astray. Whether he's catered to your folly and your senseless talking. Well, it seemed like today I didn't cater to any senseless talking, did I? Come on here, Israel. No folly here. Pull the garment back and Yah swiped the hips, did he? With the rod of corruption. So that's your assessment of me. So if I've not led you astray, then why would you allow the enemy to cause your heart to be turned even from the man of Yah? That's foolishness. You don't even have the Ruach of Yah. You have a religious, self-righteous spirit, and it's filthy. Because when one has on the Siddiq garment of Yah, there's an aura of praises and rejoices that emanates from him. You have on a filthy garment, you look filthy, you look dull. Hallelujah. May the Shalom of Yah rest upon you. I'm going to stop there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May he barak you, all Israel. There's much more to this. Because I really did not get into the define aggregates of the beauty of Yah. One day, Yah's will, I will. So what you do, you take your concordance and you just look at the word beautiful, beauty, beautify. And just look at the attributes of the ornaments of the beauty of Yah. And it will show you that. Alright? That's what I do. There are times that I may look at 1,000 scriptures. I know you all don't believe that, but that's the truth. I don't say that to boast. I say that to motivate you to do the same. I may read 1,000. Every time I read 500 verses. That retain them all? No. But the collective reading, it creates this wisdom, this understanding. And sometimes I look at 3,000.
The time that I look at 100 upon 100 and read every one precise. There's some that I speed read. And there's some that I just precisely to catch the nuances. And there's something in that verse that the nuance of that, it draws, everything is drawn to that. Boom! That's it right there. That's what I've been looking for. Hallelujah. That's how I do it. You saying that the books? No, I'm telling you that's how you do it. It takes no special ability to do that. Just take a willingness. You can't be lazy. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Robert Shuley said, no, when it comes to the business of, yeah, I'm not lazy on that. When it comes to paying the bills and make sure that we have the necessities, yeah, I'm not lazy on that now. That's one thing I'm not lazy. There are things I procrastinate on. I got mail over there I need to answer. Folks, I sent offer, I need to answer. I spent a little time yesterday answering all the emails, cleaning all that up. Now I got to answer the letters that were written. Do you all hear me? Hallelujah. There are things I will procrastinate on, but those things I will not. I will not. I don't do that now. When it comes to the affairs of Israel here, I will not do that. When it comes to preparing myself, my mind, it's not that I have to prepare a message. It is to prepare my mind to stand before Israel. I don't skip on that, brothers and sisters. If you think that this was half-hearted what you received today, then don't come back. If you think that there was no effort of denouncing oneself so that the truth of Yahweh may reveal, then don't even hear it. Hallelujah. I declare unto you the whole counsel of Yah. Because that counsel is Yahshua. And we need the Musha, the counsel, the instruction, the discipline of Yah. You need that, don't you? Everything in life is about discipline, isn't it? Come on, brothers and sisters. If you want to walk, you got to be disciplined to walk. Because our flesh says don't walk, right? Come on. Come on, everything. We want to lose weight, we got to be disciplined about that. It starts here. Y'all get offended at me? You got to cut out your cupcakes today. You're eating this and that. This is it. You got to intend for you to look like that. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, man. You love your wife? Come on. I don't care if you like your wife to be big. That's not what Yah wants. He wants her to be healthy. Hallelujah. Beloved, I would above all things that I may prosper and be in tough health, even as in what parts of health. You help her to do that. Hallelujah. And then you get yourself in shape. May Yah bless you. Come on, Brother Patrick. Bless you all, Israel. I love you all. I don't say that much, but I do. You that listen to my live stream, may the shalom of Yah rest upon you. We do a hava. Israel, we love you all. We bless you for gathering us today. Shalom. Let us stand to our feet. Come on. Sisters, you all, and brothers, and sing. Bless you all that are listening. We send the Esha, the blessings of Yah, as we brak you all, Israel. Shalom. Thank you.
You out above. We told you for this gathering, for this time of Shafat, rest in our precious Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. God Israel, protect us all today, those that listen by the live stream, and those that are gathered here in the Bayat of Yah. We ask it all in the most precious, most prominent and powerful name of Yeshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.